Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to also thank you and your team for the preparation of this interesting compilation of the ideas that we have discussed thus far. I think it shows that there is quite an impressive amount of convergence, actually, between the proposals that have been put forward to this GGE. Almost all of them follow the same structure. And we are focusing here on qualifications, so I think that this is something to be celebrated. And these definitions follow an approach that my delegation has consistently called for, which is a focus on innate characteristics instead of technical means used in different types of autonomous weapon systems. Just like my colleague from Austria has said before, pretty much any weapon system can be made autonomous by the application of technologies that are becoming increasingly available. So we need to focus on making them the definition that we are working on resistant to time. I also concur with Belgium and Austria regarding the qualification of the object of our work as lethal or non-lethal. Any system, including those that have been explicitly designed to be less lethal, can have lethal effects depending on the circumstances of their use. I'd like to clarify regarding bullet three that our proposal has also included the element of identification of targets. And also to point out that we had a similar concern to the one that has been just expressed by a representative from the civil society regarding the last bullet point. I think that the qualification of involvement of the operator can actually render this definition as paradoxical, because if we are talking about intervention, we are saying that there is a need for agency, whereas if we say that an autonomous weapon system can act without any involvement, in my mind, I think it's a minimalist definition that can actually make us focus on systems that are innately prohibited. If there is no involvement by whatsoever by humans in the operation of these systems, then they are fully autonomous, and this is something that we have long advocated should be prohibited by international law. So I just like to point out my preference for the formulation that involves intervention, but I'm very curious to hear more about the arguments about the proposal just made on the word agency. Thank you.